Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we go. So normally, and you heard it in Jim's update, normally I am no compassion. You sign up, but that sounds harsh, but that came across way too harsh. But normally I am, you signed up to play, get out there and play. You know the lay of the land, and this is with football especially. Get out there. You got your contract. You're playing. I don't want to hear any belly aching. It is what it is. You know the assumed risks. You know the risk going in. That's why there's an ambulance parked next to the field. Come on, my man. Go play. And, you know, players, I think, large part will tell you the same. I am a lot of times pro player in union sort of stuff and understand their side of it. I do. And that's especially in baseball. With football, though, I'm normally stop belly aching, especially now with all, you know, what gets me now are when people complain about CTE or this or that. Like, if you don't know that football is going to debilitate you in the year 2020, you must have been living on the moon for the past 35 years. This case is a little bit different, though, right now with what's going on. Listen, so the players want to play, but they want the understanding it's safe to play. So they put on a Twitter blitz yesterday. Jim alluded to it a little earlier. You saw J.J. Watt. You saw Vince Williams of the Steelers. You saw a bunch of other guys. I'm actually on the player's side here. And here's why. This isn't your standard Twitter blitz in terms of, wow, man, I could roll my ankle, make sure the field's all that. This isn't that. This is an international pandemic that no one saw coming. But then when they saw it coming, it got here, Jim, in frickin' March. And now, camp is set to open on July 28th. The NFL put out a statement the other day that said camp is going to open on time. That statement was nothing more. Nothing more. In this back and forth between the players in the league, the Players Association of the League, that statement was nothing more than a PR statement to assure the masses, me and you and people that watch football, that football's going to happen this year. And I think that it was to make fans happy. Well, it was unsettling the players because, well, everything hasn't been tied up and everything hasn't been sewn up in terms of what they're going to do medically. Nothing really from the variables has changed. You could have in March or April planned for worst possible scenario while we're playing with COVID around. And that still could have been the plan today. And for that not to be the plan right now, and in haste, in 8 days, have to sort of come up with that or present it to the players or go over it with the players, seems not a little bit, but a lot last minute here. I mean, a whole lot last minute here. So all that said, I do side with the players. I don't think they're going to sit out. I think there will be an 11th hour resolution in terms of all the protocols being met. But the league looks bad here, Jim, in my estimation. I don't think the players do.
Not when it comes to this, because they're being smarter than the MLBPA, where the first thing they talked about was money. And here they're starting out by talking about the health and safety and say that the league's protocols are lacking in that regard. You know, of course, the contradictions with football and everything else, because they're going to go out and sweat all over one another and pound one another for 3 hours. But, hey, don't shake hands after the game because you might pass on a disease. It's just they need to get it straightened out. There are all the other issues too, though, that are even behind the health issues. With are they going to play any preseason games? That's still out there, and I think the players are right in saying that if they don't feel safe, but then they should say it. But I just think both sides, so they'll come to an agreement because the players, like they say, they want to play.
They said it yesterday on Twitter. Every one of them did.
Yeah. They want to play. They're going to show up eventually, and I think they'll come to an agreement. Aren't rookies supposed to report this week?
Tomorrow, July 21st, tomorrow, some camps are open tomorrow.
And some injured players, I think it's the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. And then you said the 28th is, what, a week from tomorrow. So I think they'll get it done. I think the league has shown that they're listening to the players now. But, you know, the NHL did it the right way. They did everything fairly quietly, and they worked together, and they came to solutions, and now they're on the verge of playing.
Yeah, and again, it should never have come to this. It boggles my mind that the NFL, even if it wasn't made public, that they didn't have a plan in place, one ready to launch, like right now when camp's about to open, that's here's this protocol, here's this protocol, here's this protocol. And even in secret form, was run through the players and shown to the players and then was ready to go. You can't be 8 days out. And again, we've had a lot of time to work on this. And people say, well, it's a liquid situation or a fluid situation. It's really not all that much. The confines of this have not changed in what you've had to prepare for and prepare your camps for and the cleanliness and the testing and the protocols since March or April or even May, I'll give you. It's now the end of July when you could have done this and had it and been working on it the whole time. I side with the players here. I think, though, they do wield the power in this. They're going to end up in camp on time. There's going to be no preseason games. Their testing protocols are going to be met, and their safety protocols are going to be met because of the billions of dollars that the NFL makes, and they're just going to have to pony up a little bit more money and meet the players here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.